Posloucháte testovací nahrávku pro ověření hlasitosti. Pokud neslyšíte nahrávku dostatečně nahlas, oznamte to administrátorovi zkoušky po zaznění signálu.
Počúvate testovací nahrávku pro ověření hlasitosti. Pokud nepočujete nahrávku dostatečně nahlas, oznámte to administrátorovi zkoušky po zaznění signálu.
English exam, section 1, listening. Part 1. You will hear a text which is followed by several tasks. You will be given time to look through the relevant tasks before you listen. You will hear the recording twice. Solve the tasks based solely on the information in the recording. You now have 1 minute to look at tasks 1 to 6. In today's connected world, it can feel difficult to disengage. But in Japan, 500,000 people live as modern-day hermits. They are known as hikikomori, people who withdraw from all social contact and often don't leave their houses for years at a time. The phenomenon of hikikomori was initially thought to be unique to Japan, but in recent years, cases have appeared across the world. In neighboring South Korea, a 2005 analysis estimated there were 33,000 socially withdrawn adolescents. It's not just in Asia. Cases are appearing in the US, Spain, Italy, France, and other European countries. The term hikikomori, often used interchangeably for the condition and its sufferers, was coined by Japanese psychologist Tamaki Sato in his 1998 book Social Withdrawal, Adolescence Without End. Hikikomori manifests itself by a combination of physical isolation, social avoidance, and psychological distress that lasts 6 months or longer. Tamaki, 29, became a hikikomori in 2015. After quitting his job, he was determined to get back into work and regularly visited the job center. He also attended a religious group, but the group's leader started contemptuously and publicly criticizing his inability to get back into work. This, combined with the pressure from his family, eventually caused him to withdraw completely. Multiple studies have found that hikikomori typically have co-occurring psychiatric disorders. At a hikikomori support center in the city of Fukuoka, many people described the pressure they felt to conform. Living up to the expectations of Japanese society has also got harder. One factor regularly discussed in the context of hikikomori is the role of the internet, social media, and video games. The truth is, many hikikomori are prolific internet and video game users, but it's far from universal, and the nature of the relationship is still unclear. In a 2018 study of hikikomori, cases in Barcelona, only 30% exhibited symptoms of internet addiction. American researchers have started working with a Japanese company to create a robot that could reintroduce hikikomori to social contact in a controllable way. Researchers in Hong Kong have successfully used dogs for a similar purpose, but Japanese-like robots, says Alan Teo, the lead researcher. Now listen again. In today's connected world, it can feel difficult to disengage. But in Japan, 500,000 people live as modern-day hermits. They are known as hikikomori, people who withdraw from all social contact and often don't leave their houses for years at a time. The phenomenon of hikikomori was initially thought to be unique to Japan, but in recent years, cases have appeared across the world. In neighbouring South Korea, a 2005 analysis estimated there were 33,000 socially withdrawn adolescents. It's not just in Asia. Cases are appearing in the US, Spain, Italy, France, and other European countries. The term hikikomori, often used interchangeably for the condition and its sufferers, was coined by Japanese psychologist Tamaki Sato in his 1998 book Social Withdrawal, Adolescence Without End. Hikikomori manifests itself by a combination of physical isolation, social avoidance, and psychological distress that lasts 6 months or longer. Tomoki, 29, became a hikikomori in 2015. After quitting his job, he was determined to get back into work and regularly visited the job centre. He also attended a religious group, but the group's leader started contemptuously and publicly criticising his inability to get back into work. This combined with the pressure from his family eventually caused him to withdraw completely. Multiple studies have found that hikikomori typically have co-occurring psychiatric disorders. At a hikikomori support centre in the city of Fukuoka, many people described the pressure they felt to conform. Living up to the expectations of Japanese society has also got harder. One factor regularly discussed in the context of hikikomori is the role of the internet, social media, and video games. The truth is, many hikikomori are prolific internet and video game users, but it's far from universal, and the nature of the relationship is still unclear. In a 2018 study of hikikomori, cases in Barcelona, only 30% exhibited symptoms of internet addiction. American researchers have started working with a Japanese company to create a robot that could reintroduce hikikomori to social contact in a controllable way. Researchers in Hong Kong have successfully used dogs for a similar purpose, but Japanese-like robots, says Alan Teo, the lead researcher. You now have 1 minute to solve tasks 1 to 6. Part 2. You will hear a series of short, unrelated extracts. There is one task for each extract. You'll be given time to read the relevant task before you listen. You will hear each extract twice. Solve the tasks based solely on the information in the recording. You now have 20 seconds to look at task 7. Qatar is one of the hottest places, with summer temperatures rising over 45 degrees. Since the country won the bidding to stage the 2022 Football World Cup, engineers in the country have been researching air conditioning in sports stadiums and came up with a solution. It will be like living inside a controlled microclimate bubble, says Dr. Saud Ghani, the leading engineer behind the groundbreaking air cooling technology. He adds that the temperature in the stadium can be brought down to as low as 7 degrees. The irony is, though, that the technology might not be needed at all. The World Cup takes place in December, when temperatures are much lower. Qatar is one of the hottest places, with summer temperatures rising over 45 degrees. Since the country won the bidding to stage the 2022 Football World Cup, engineers in the country have been researching air conditioning in sports stadiums and came up with a solution. It will be like living inside a controlled microclimate bubble, says Dr. Saud Ghani, the leading engineer behind the groundbreaking air cooling technology. He adds that the temperature in the stadium can be brought down to as low as 7 degrees. The irony is, though, that the technology might not be needed at all. The World Cup takes place in December, when temperatures are much lower. You now have 20 seconds to look at task 8. Landing 12 people on the moon remains one of humanity's greatest achievements, if not the greatest. More than 45 years after the most recent crewed moon landing, there are plenty of reasons to return people to Earth's giant, dusty satellite and stay there. Some experts on international relations even suggest that if it wasn't for the political risks, we would be on the moon right now. In fact, astronauts don't doubt whether or not we'll get back to the moon and eventually onto Mars. It's just a matter of when. Landing 12 people on the moon remains one of humanity's greatest achievements, if not the greatest. More than 45 years after the most recent crewed moon landing, there are plenty of reasons to return people to Earth's giant, dusty satellite and stay there. Some experts on international relations even suggest that if it wasn't for the political risks, we would be on the moon right now. In fact, astronauts don't doubt whether or not we'll get back to the moon and eventually onto Mars. It's just a matter of when. You now have 20 seconds to look at task 9. Angela, your research focuses on grit. How would you describe this concept?
Grit means having resilience in the face of failure, but also having deep commitments that you remain loyal to over many years.
What finding on grit has been most surprising to you?
Lots of data show that grit and talent either aren't related at all or are actually inversely related. That was very surprising because, rationally speaking, if you're good at things, one would think that you would invest more time in them. We've found that that's not necessarily true.
Angela, your research focuses on grit. How would you describe this concept?
Grit means having resilience in the face of failure, but also having deep commitments that you remain loyal to over many years.
What finding on grit has been most surprising to you?
Lots of data show that grit and talent either aren't related at all or are actually inversely related. That was very surprising because, rationally speaking, if you're good at things, one would think that you would invest more time in them. We've found that that's not necessarily true.
You now have 20 seconds to look at task 10. A plant lover was left devastated when she discovered the reason her artificial plant remained in perfect condition wasn't down to her love and dedication. Kaylee Wilkes had been religiously watering the plant, making sure it was getting the right amount of sunlight and regularly cleaning the leaves for 2 years. She even admitted to having a strict watering plan for it. It was only when she went to repot the plant that she noticed it was fake. Devastated, she said, "I feel like these last 2 years have been a lie." A plant lover was left devastated when she discovered the reason her artificial plant remained in perfect condition wasn't down to her love and dedication. Kaylee Wilkes had been religiously watering the plant, making sure it was getting the right amount of sunlight and regularly cleaning the leaves for 2 years. She even admitted to having a strict watering plan for it. It was only when she went to repot the plant that she noticed it was fake. Devastated, she said, "I feel like these last 2 years have been a lie." You now have 20 seconds to look at task 11.
Eighteen-year-old student Viviona Mosibin lives in a remote village in Malaysia where broadband services are limited. She knew she had to take her exams online, so she had built a small shelter on a hill where internet reception is good. On the day of the exams, however, she found the hut had blown down, so she decided the next best place to ensure a strong internet connection would be on the top of a tree. Armed with a mosquito net, power bank, and meals of rice wrapped in leaves, Ms. Mosibin completed her exams uneventfully, save for the intrusion of a hornet during a meal. 18-year-old student Viviona Mosibin lives in a remote village in Malaysia where broadband services are limited. She knew she had to take her exams online, so she had built a small shelter on a hill where internet reception is good. On the day of the exams, however, she found the hut had blown down, so she decided the next best place to ensure a strong internet connection would be on the top of a tree. Armed with a mosquito net, power bank, and meals of rice wrapped in leaves, Ms. Mosibin completed her exams uneventfully, save for the intrusion of a hornet during a meal.
You now have 20 seconds to look at task 12.
Nobody knows for sure if this is a myth, but people have been talking about it for thousands of years. Crocodiles are said to open their mouths and let birds pick worms off their gums. Crocodiles are a bite-first, ask-questions-later kind of species, so if this really happens, it's pretty remarkable. Herodotus, an ancient Greek historian, was the first one to write about this odd couple, claiming to have witnessed this unusual interaction himself. However, some sources say it has never been observed in nature, and that the photographs and videos portraying it are fake. Then again, a good deal of people claim to have seen it, so the jury's out on this one. Nobody knows for sure if this is a myth, but people have been talking about it for thousands of years. Crocodiles are said to open their mouths and let birds pick worms off their gums. Crocodiles are a bite-first, ask-questions-later kind of species, so if this really happens, it's pretty remarkable. Herodotus, an ancient Greek historian, was the first one to write about this odd couple, claiming to have witnessed this unusual interaction himself. However, some sources say it has never been observed in nature, and that the photographs and videos portraying it are fake. Then again, a good deal of people claim to have seen it, so the jury's out on this one.
End of the listening section.